it's going on with violence, as you may have seen in the media. Violence mainly between the coalition that is led by the mayor of Dakar and then the leading presidential coalition. Attacks, even the headquarters of Barthélemy Diaz, who's the mayor of Dakar, their headquarters was burned down. Investigations are ongoing. And really violent rhetoric from both camps, even though the president had to come out last week to address the nation in a less than 5-minute address to call everybody to calm and peaceful election, as Senegal has been known for peaceful elections. And I think the violence is also the legacy, really, from the heavy, I guess, political situation we had in 2001, going into 2003, leading up to the election in 2024. So we still have that legacy where the country is very polarized.
Yeah, as you say, the president came out and called on those involved to show responsibility, restraint, and moderation. And he also said the elections will be free, democratic, and transparent. Do you think that's possible?
Yeah, I think that's possible. I mean, even though in Senegal, elections don't get rigged on election day. And I'm sure it's true for probably many African countries. Elections are rigged before even the election. And this speaks to how elections are organized. Because as you know, the president dissolved the National Assembly recently, and he had 90 days to organize the election, but he decided to organize it in less than 90 days. And by that time, he consulted the Constitutional Council, who told him he could dissolve the assembly and go ahead and organize the election. He had the date of the election, but he didn't communicate it. So which puts opposition party in a difficult situation, because they were informed very last, while the camp for the president knew that the election was going to happen and were already preparing for the election. So there was biases even in the process. But in terms of the election day, I don't foresee any rigging happening. I mean, for the past, since 2012, I think it's difficult to rig election in Senegal, because everybody has their representative there. People are doing the watching on social media and publishing results live. So it's very difficult to rig election. So I don't think the rigging will happen on election day. So in that sense, we can say they will be free and transparent during election day and when the results come out. But what has happened before and how the opposition was disinformed late, if you factor that in, you can question the fairness.
Do you think President Faye will achieve his goal of getting the majority?
From what we see, because President Faye, as you know, the Ousmane Sonko, the prime minister, is the one who's leading that coalition. I think 3 weeks ago, he organized a big rally at one of the main stadiums in Senegal. And actually, people who were going had to pay 1,000 CFA as their contribution to the campaign. And that room was so packed from what they said. They gathered about 5 million CFA. At least they still really believe in especially Ousmane Sonko, who's leading the coalition. There's still a strong buy-in from the youth that things will change. And then the narrative that there's nothing in the coffers, that the former regime has a siphon of all the money. So you guys really need to bear with us. We are fixing things up. They have this reassuring speech that all of this is happening because it's the fault of the former regime, and that we are fixing things up. And when we do, things will get better. So I think people are still buying into that rhetoric, even though you see a few people who are now disengaging from that. But at least I think Sonko has the followership that probably will help them get the majority at the National Assembly.